You're listening to MoneyWeb at Midday.
The debate around land expropriation without compensation continues and is intensifying. But one expert is arguing that government should start this entire process by releasing the vast amount of land it already owns. So I guess the question is, does this offer a more practical solution to land reform? I'm in conversation now with Wandile Sihlobo, senior fellow at Stellenbosch University's Department of Agricultural Economics. Wandile, a very warm welcome. Maybe this is the best starting point. Do we know how much land government actually owns and why it hasn't been redistributed?
Jeremy, in our estimation at the university, we believe that the government owns through its program called Proactive Land Acquisition Strategy about 2.5 million hectares of farmland. This is not the land that was in former homelands or elsewhere, but rather land that was commercially farmed in the periods between 2006 all the way to 2024 that the government has acquired in the open market basis, but has not distributed it to black farmers with title deeds. And we think it holds a great potential for growth and inclusiveness.
What do you think the key obstacles are then preventing government-owned land from being utilized and redistributed?
I think there has to be a change on a policy approach and just a mindset shift. For a long time, much of this land has been leased to farmers on a short-term leases, and others do get the long-term leases of about 30 years. But ultimately, without tradable long-term leases or title deeds, they are unable to attract capital. But we've also failed on our beneficiary selection process, on ensuring that we select the right people that can actually farm productively that land and collaborate in the process with organized agriculture in an effective way. And I think that going forward, the approach that government should take, perhaps maybe in two phases. One, we must admit that and accept that our approach would rather be what I would call better few, but better black farmers. Not making sure that we benefit large communities, but selecting individuals that can farm commercially and thereafter anchor the others around them. The commercial imperative is important because land reform in general must address two things, in my view: restorative justice, but also economic growth and job creation. The second aspect then is ensuring that the government transfers this land with title deeds to these beneficiaries that will be selected. And I think both the framework of our thinking as well as the policy approach in government should be on that. And I must close by saying on this point, Jeremy, the leadership at the Department of Agriculture, as well as on the land reform and rural development in the presidency, agrees with some of these views that we need to be marching towards that direction right now.
So why do you think it's so difficult to change the policy then?
I think right now we should not be fiddling on coming up with the new policies, but rather crystallizing about how do we go about the release of that land. And that's exactly what the leadership at the Department of Land Reform and Rural Development and Agriculture are currently now working on. And I think we have to be faster and gain more momentum on that, because you will recall in 2021, the president in his State of the Nation address talked about what he called the Land Reform Agency. And I think the process of setting that up has taken longer. But right now, there is a lot of pressure where I think that the guys have to put more momentum towards this, because I think it will address in part some of the inequities that we usually talk about when we are looking at agriculture. But most importantly, that land could add value in terms of the growth of the sector and job creation. And I think that's the most critical part, given that in rural South Africa, we read every day about the challenges of joblessness and poverty, and we can't have fertile land lying around and not contributing to resolving those problems.
I suspect this then might be the critical question. In your opinion, would releasing state-owned land make expropriation without compensation unnecessary?
I think in the public discussion, there's a conflation of two things. The land reform process in South Africa and its policy has not changed. it has remained a market-based principle, which goes under those three layers, which is land redistribution and the proactive land acquisition strategy. The 2.5 million hectares of land is under that pillar. Land restitution, which deals with the people that were dispossessed in certain pieces of land, as well as land tenure that affirms people's rights in the land. The Expropriation Act, it's a different mechanism, which is why it doesn't even sit at the Department of Land Reform, but rather on Public Works. That remains important. Every country does have it when they have to deal with issues of public interest. But what is not necessary is a change on land reform policy. And we haven't changed it as a country, and we remain on that market-based principle that we are in. And these are separate matters, the Expropriation Act, as well as where the land reform process in South Africa sits. But I will say this, and it's important, that if we do as a country march forward with releasing that land with title deeds, pair it with finance, collaboration in farmers' skills training with organized agriculture, I think the pressures about the fact that the sector is still fairly untransformed. Black farmers make up roughly 10% of the commercial agricultural output on average. We could see those numbers change, but most importantly, we could see the sector growing. We suspect it could add plus 30% in its gross value added, as a lot of jobs could also come along in agriculture and its value chain.
So is there a role here for public-private partnership in accelerating land reform in this process, do you think?
The PPP approach that you are mentioning, Jeremy, is everything. This should not be a matter that is only run by the government, but rather the private sector, organized agriculture, commodity associations. I think they are important, both in assisting on carefully selecting the beneficiaries of land reform, as well as impacting skills and linking these farmers with the market that they would need ultimately, as well as the financiers. And I think the financiers, once the structuring of the land ownership changes, they may perhaps maybe find that the whole concept is more appealing. And I may say that in the discussions that I have been part of, which are in government, the discussion is moving towards that, because there is a recognition that only through PPPs we could achieve this as a country.
Thank you very much indeed. That is Wandile Sihlobo, Senior Fellow at Stellenbosch University's Department of Agricultural Economics.